The daft idea to apply Digby's powder to the longitude problem follows naturally enough to the prepared mind. Send aboard a wounded dog as a ship sets sail. Leave ashore a trusted individual to dip the dog's bandage into the sympathy solution every day at noon. The dog would perforce yelp in reaction, and thereby provide the captain a time cue. The dog's cry would mean, "The sun is upon the meridian in London." The captain could then compare that hour to the local time on ship, and figure the longitude accordingly. One had to hope, of course, that the powder really held the power to be felt many thousand leagues over the sea, and yet, and this is very important, failed to heal the telltale wound over the course of several months. Some historians suggest that the dog might have had to be injured more than once on a major voyage. Whether this longitude solution was intended as science or satire, the author points out that submitting a dog to the misery of having always a wound about him is no more macabre or mercenary than expecting a seaman to put out his own eye for the purposes of navigation. Before the back quadrants were invented, the pamphlet states, when the forestaff was most in use, there was not one old master of a ship amongst 20 but what a blind in one eye by daily staring in the sun to find his way. This was true enough. When English navigator and explorer John Davis introduced the backstaff in 1595, sailors immediately hailed it as a great improvement over the old crossstaff, or Jacob's staff. The original sighting sticks had required them to measure the height of the sun above the horizon by looking directly into its glare, with only scant eye protection afforded by the darkened bits of glass on the instrument's sighting holes. A few years of such